Hello and welcome to the Darts Podcast, the Decatur Arts Podcast, brought to you by the Decatur Area Arts Council. My name is Jay, and I will be your solo host for this particular edition. Jerry will not be joining us, mainly because this is sort of a special edition. It's a bottleneck episode, as we've been calling it, or I've been calling it, mainly because we're very close now to our Decatur Craft Beer Festival, one of the biggest fundraisers that we have here at the Arts Council. And it's Saturday, August 24th, 1 to 6 p.m. And this is where you can come and you can enjoy beers and ciders direct from the breweries. We've got over 20 coming this year, which is an amazing number of breweries to get from all over the state. And we're going to have a lot of other brews and ciders, too, from area distributors. So come and taste and eat. We're going to have food trucks on hand. We're going to have Lunar Jive Machine on hand, rocking us out from 3 to 5. It's a fantastic event. I can't urge you enough to go to dcbfest.com and get more information, get tickets. You come out and have a great time, and in doing so, you support your Decatur Area Arts Council. It's a good deal. It's a lot of fun. And I recently had an opportunity to sit down with one of the architects of this event and one of the key players behind the scenes of this event, and a good pal of ours here at the Arts Council, Drew Lewandowski. You probably know him as the bearded fellow from Decatur Brew Works. Some of you may remember him from various roles on stage, Theater 7, and some of you may know him from MRI, Macon Resources. And you know what? You may not know Drew at all. And regardless, he's a great guy. And I had a chance to sit down with him at the new Decatur Brew Works location. And let's just head over there and take a listen.
So Drew, the new place.
Yes.
This new is great.
Place. Yeah. Awesome. I'm really proud of everybody that helped with this. And you know, in my head, I had this picture, and it happened. You know, it's like, I feel like Michelangelo a little bit. You know, oh, look at the ceiling, and then it happens, you know. But it took a lot of people to do it, and I'm really grateful for all the assistance, because Decatur Brew Works has always been about people, and that's what made this wonderful place happen, Jay.
Well, and you know, it you say that, and I swung by when you first opened your doors, and it was packed immediately. I got here maybe 30 minutes into the doors being opened, and I was told that maybe the doors were opened a little sooner than anticipated.
I don't like to see people outside shivering in the cold. So
the cold of summer. Yeah,
so I let them in, because that's the right thing to do, and it was incredible. I mean, our
but
opening
you give
night,
love to those people, and they give it right back. They were here. This place was packed.
They had
it was
a good
amazing
time, and they enjoyed the brewskis, and it was great. So
what do you gain with this location that you didn't have at the old location?
Yeah, the old location was a great start for us. But what we found here, you know, we needed to grow. We needed to grow our production area. So we needed to look for bigger digs. And while we were doing that, we thought, well, why not have more tab room space? Because that was one of our drawbacks. People would come on a busy night and they'd see no seats and they wouldn't come in. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we've got 3,600 square feet here, including the brewing area. But our tap room is literally 2.5 times the size it was before. Our bar space is doubled. We're more visible because we're closer to the street out there, and people see us. We have a sign on the back of this building to warn oncomers that they can get a beer here. And it works perfectly. There's more parking down here. We're surrounded by parking lots, plenty of street parking. It's just an ideal location. At night, the lighting here is almost theater in its atmosphere, you know, glowing, kind of amber, inviting. It's really cool. Yesterday I got through putting party like brewery lights outside under the awnings. So I just think it's the same atmosphere we had over there, only it's a little bit on steroids. All the feedback I've gotten from all the patrons that showed up for our parade and have come in since our reopening night comment that they really like the new place, that it's wonderful. It's got the same atmosphere, only even better.
And it's true. I mean, and it's kind of incredible because it is significantly larger. But what you have done with the way that you have presented it is everything that was great about the original location, it's still here.
Right. It is here, and we've taken the old Haynes and Essex building, as everybody refers to it as, taken some architectural motifs that were here in the building, built it in, and kind of made it its own place too.
So pieces of the bar, pieces of doorways, you've repurposed.
Right, we have doors up. We've repurposed things in order to reuse them and keep the historical significance of the building that we're in. You know, we have, when you come by, you know, it's a brewery because there's barrels everywhere. We have, you know, thanks to our friends at Distill and George Mueller Beer Company, we've got some great, great display pieces that tell us, you know, just scream that this is a brewery, please come in. So, but it's pretty cool because they're serving as bases of tables and things like that.
It's awesome. And we're actually in your new party room recording this. And you mentioned, you know, the repurposing and stuff. The doors specifically that close off the party room.
They came out of the third floor, and it's the old garment workers union doorway. And we've got that along with the doorway that was next door to that area. And we're going to have Drew Berger's going to duplicate the hand painted lettering and going to do our bird, our swallow.
Nice.
And have party room. So
very cool.
So, you know, we're using some local artists and things like that.
Very cool. So that's the new. I'm interested if you can take me back. How did you get started in brewing your own beers?
It was like most people that get into brewing beer, it was a Mr. Beer kit. My wife loves to go out after Christmas, and one year she came, I don't know, over 20 years ago, came home with a Mr. Beer kit. She said, look, I bought something for you, and it was only $2.50. So I go, okay. So, but I made it, and I made six big 20-ounce bottles of beer, and it actually didn't taste too bad. And then I go, well, this is great, but six bottles don't cut it. So I just kind of explored for a place to supply, and I learned more about it in a brewing, and I got a 5-gallon type of setup, and I started making beer. So I was making two cases of beer at a batch. And then next thing you know, I'm putting it in kegs. It goes from bottles to kegs. And then I start thinking about, gee, it would be wonderful that, you know, after traveling all over the United States, visiting breweries for many, many years, that Decatur didn't have a brewery. So that inspired me to put a group together and get this idea going. So the Decatur Brew Works came about, a love of beer and love making people happy who drank the beer. And so we put a project together that's actually planning started in September of 2014. By 2015, that summer, we had secured our location, which is just down the street. And here we are 4 years later, moving into 102 East William Street, just two blocks north, with a lot more room, more brewing capacity, and just you know, an awesome location that we hope to be at for a long, long time.
You talk about giving, you know, it's about people. All of this is about people. In between the very beginning and the now, you were quite active with a brewer's club.
Yes.
And the brewing community. Can you speak to that just a little bit and how that kind of...
Yeah, Decatur had some brew clubs, and for the longest time, since I got into brewing before it was avant-garde, nobody did it. Then I started to meet some other people, and locally, somebody told me about a brew club, and that's how I met other brewers. I met, you know, through a business connection, I met my partner, Micah Call, who was also a brewer, and then we started brewing together, and then, you know, you learn more. So, and then I started talking to professional brewers and volunteered my time to help professionally brew and started to learn more and more about the process. So, you know, people like Aaron Young over at Big Thorn, Matt Riggs over at Riggs Brewing, I thank them enormously because they were kind of mentors and were not afraid to answer my questions or include me in the goings on. So.
And you've given back to brewers that are coming up as well.
Yes, and we've consulted on a number of projects, and they've opened businesses and been successful. So, you know, what goes around comes around, and that's what you have to do.
Now, and you mentioned your partner, Micah, and we've talked about this before. When it comes to brewing your product, the two of you are almost Lennon and McCartney-esque in that each of you kind of brings a different viewpoint of what makes a good beer to the table.
Our styles are different and our approaches are very different, but that meld of differences has created a great background of beers, and I think we'll continue to evolve and learn off each other and you know, lend our own unique talents, you know.
Because you push each other and you,
right.
You, yeah.
Yeah, he probably thinks I push him too much. But, you know, I am the old man.
Yes, yes. So let's talk DCB Fest.
Right.
It's coming up right around the corner.
August 24th.
This is something that you in its earlier stage, you had a hand in this.
Pints for Pups.
Yep.
Pints and then for Pups.
Arts Council had their own thing that was going at the time, the Brouhaha. And then those two things kind of got married together.
Right.
But you've been a part of this festival pretty much from the beginning, so to speak. I mean.
Yeah. I don't know. I was inspired, by making beer to make sure we, Decatur, again, as a community, had a beer festival that was unique to itself. So started that as a fundraiser for not-for-profits. And over the years involved to help other not-for-profits, and that's how it came to be a benefit to the Arts Council as well.
And it's awesome working with you. You and I go back through the theater side of things, right. So it was fun being able to work on this together. Just to kind of get people excited, what about a beer festival excites you?
Well, number one, you got a variety of beers. There's going to be, at our festival, I think there's going to be 21 or 22 different area breweries as far away as Chicago and as local as down, you know, here in our community that will be there. So we get to not only try new beers, but we, in that type of format, you get to actually talk with the people who are making the beer. Okay, you can't go and, you know, buy a case of Budweiser and talk to the guy head brewer at Budweiser unless you go there. But festivals bring those people to the festival. So there'll be plenty of variety. People start to have fun. You know, there's customs and stuff that happen at brew festivals that make it. Like when someone drops a glass and it breaks, literally the whole place erupts into this great big, rah! Yeah! So, you know, there's like a culture, a subculture. We don't want people to break glasses,
sure.
Of course. But it is a lot of fun. And this one has entertainment. So we're going to have music, which, again, you know, lends another aspect. It's no different than the Decatur celebration. You'll run into some people you haven't seen. And we're going to attract people from outside of Decatur that get to experience our community, which is even more awesome. So, you know, that no matter where I go, I meet new people at brew festivals or engage them, whether I'm serving or a participant. I always make a new friend.
Yeah.
So.
And that could be a brewer, that could be a taster, that could be, yeah.
Right. We actually met some people years ago at a brew festival, and we always see them. So we're always awesome. Oh, there you are. So we're always, you know, on the lookout for people we met. And we had some good friends we actually met at a beer festival. So, you know, there's kind of neat engagement. You know, I think I always recommend approach it sensibly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, please make sure you eat before you imbibe, and we'll have some grapefruit trucks there.
We will help with that.
Right. And, you know, it's about tasting.
It is about tasting.
Yes.
And to that end, do you know what you're going to be bringing? Can you tell us what you're going to be bringing?
No, we're always top secret.
Okay.
No, we've got a new beer, which I brewed yesterday, that will be at the festival. It's called There's No Pina in My Colada. And we've got a couple others that may appear. that have been favorites. Probably, most certainly a fruit beer. You know, we will probably have a hazy IPA, and one of our new beers will usually be there. We're chock full. The month of August, we have three brew festivals to do, so we got to make all the beer last. So, but you know, Decatur's the nearest and dearest, and so we look forward to that one.
Well, we're looking forward to it, too. And we couldn't do it without you. You're a big part behind the scenes of what we do.
No, thank you, Jay. And, you guys are doing all the work, though.
Oh,
we just bring
so.
The beer.
All right. We're going to send it back to, technically, me.
Okay.
Back at the Arts
Through
Council.
The magic of audio.
That's right.
Thank you.
Thanks, Drew.
That's going to do it for this edition of Darts. And again, if you would like more information, if you would like to get tickets for the Decatur Craft Beer Festival, dcbfest.com, dcbfest.com, or you can give us a call here at the Arts Council, 423-3189, or you can just swing by the Arts Council. We've got a brand new exhibit up in the gallery. It's fantastic. Oh my goodness, Sue really outdid herself on this one. But yeah, if you can make it out to the event, please do so. We would love to see you. And thank you so much for tuning in. On behalf of the Decatur Area Arts Council, my name is Jay. Thank you so much for tuning in. Until next time. Bye.